Tiakina Atangaroa. Protect Our Seas by Jill McGregor. We're going snorkeling, our teacher said one morning. Our class was learning about marine reserves. Marine reserves are areas that have been set aside to protect all the plants and animals in the sea and on the foreshore. People can swim, dive, and snorkel in the reserve, but they can't take anything away. We wanted to find out what difference it made to plants and animals when an area became a marine reserve. We thought that the best way to find this out would be by comparing a protected marine reserve with an unprotected beach. And to do that, we'd need to get wet twice. Before we could snorkel in the sea, we practiced our skills at the pool. We learnt the hand signals to use in an emergency, and we learnt what to do if our snorkels filled up with water or our masks fogged up. Our first visit was to an unprotected local beach where people could fish, drive motorboats or jet skis, and collect kaimoana. Before we got into the water, we checked our gear and helped each other into our wetsuits. We made sure we all knew the safety rules, and we put out the dive flag to warn passing boats we were there. A lookout person stayed on shore. We had to walk backwards into the sea with our flippers on. Sophie thought we looked like a pod of clumsy seals. The wetsuits helped us to stay afloat and kept us warm. We each held onto a bodyboard and peered down into the sea. Everything looked much bigger and closer underwater. The water was quite murky, but we saw pupu, cat's eyes, ngaiti, periwinkles, and koromaungaunga, barnacles, on the rocks. Lots of paketi, spotties, darted around among clumps of seaweed. Pāpaka, hermit crabs, and long-armed brittle stars scuttled into crevices when they saw us. We were disappointed to find empty power shells, glass, and tin cans lying on the seabed. Plastic bottles and pieces of tangled fishing line swirled in the rock pools. Litter had been blown into the sea from the beach or dropped from boats. We felt sad that no one seemed to be looking after the children of Tangaroa, the creatures of the sea. If we don't look after them now, they won't be there for our children in the future. A week later, we explored a protected area, Kapiti Island Marine Reserve. Straight away, we could tell that this was a special place where creatures lived and thrived without being disturbed. The water was crystal clear, and there was plenty to see below the surface. Huge paua and kawari, whelks, shared their rocky home with kotore moana, sea anemones, and cushion stars. Clusters of tiny kuku, mussels, koromaungaunga, and ngākihi limpets clung to the ledges. A mass of shiny, reddish-brown rimurapa, bull kelp, swayed with the currents. Spiky kina grazed on beds of colourful hautai, sponges, Neptune's necklace, and sea lettuce. Whole schools of tarakihi cruised past us. So close that we wanted to reach out and touch them. We saw a baby oru, stingray, and a patiki, flounder, resting on the seabed. We felt sure that the children of Tangaroa were happy and healthy here. Since we had seen what a difference a marine reserve can make, we wanted to share our experience with others. We organised a sponsored beach parade. We wrote waiata and made banners to inspire others to respect Tangaroa and all the creatures of the sea. The funds we raised at our parade will go towards buying more snorkel gear so that children in other schools can learn more about marine reserves too. Protect our seas for the future. Tiakina a Tangaroa.